we speak of clarity. Now, clarity is not from knowledge. Clarity is from perspective. Clarity is of a neutral stance in a well-rounded field of perception. It's not the study and application of complex models. It's not the analysis and evaluation and the resulting data. Nor is it your particular angle and your opinions and your intentions on how things should be. That's all bias. These are shrouds, veils, filters, fields of distortion. Clarity is simple, and as such is not born from complexity. Then, simplicity and the clarity that follows are born from your zooming out, taking a detached macro view of whatever it is that is. Essentially, we establish planes of perception, metacognitive windows, metacognition as in cognition of your conscious process itself, and also a meta-level perception of whatever it is that is. For example, if we look at the world of concrete action, the framed modalities of life, first we come to the baseline, the vehicle. For example, here our physical body, present there. It is as it is. Then we look outward, perception, observation. Then we look inward, impressions are landing in our awareness and feelings. Then from our observations and our feelings, expressions, aspirations are born, potentials open. We look at these without latching on to them, simply observing what is. Again, intentions are formed, assertions are planted, engagement and operations follow as we transform the world. Then it's harvest time. We take account of all that has passed. We integrate, we distill, and we refine. Finally, we align into the conclusion. We consummate the field of action through the particular phases of our life cycle or the life cycle of a particular process. Looking at each of these eight framings, the eight facets in our tree of life, for what they are, we come to a certain point of clarity. Beyond that, we look at the plane of underlying influences, the dynamisms, the properties, the factors present in all things, in every context. In there, you have the underlying structure, the base matrix, that is our reference point. Then you have a certain flow, adaptive continuum. How do things flow in general? Then you have the catalytic reactive aspect of all things, their interaction. How do they relate? What do they cause as they emerge? Finally, we have the macro perspective, the broad relations, the systemic view. Meanings arise from that, and from that a certain quest journey for fulfillment of deeper meanings as a whole follows. These are all planes of perception that serve us in our quest for clarity. Enter all of these, look at them for what they are, and take action, adapt, orient to match. There will be much more clarity life and its operations will be much more streamlined. There.